Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future is a groundbreaking book written in the 1970s by Father Seraphim Rose. But New Age spirituality, which the author anticipated would be the religion of the future and the religion of the Antichrist, has ebbed and flowed away. There's a new religion looming over the horizon, and its coming is already rooted in the present. You see, I grew up as a Jew, and we were taught that all the religions of the Gentiles, including the holy faith of the Orthodox Church, were idol-worshipping religions. In their stead, the strange God of Talmudic Judaism, as charted by popular Jewish books trumpeting Jewry's manifest destiny, would ultimately foist his rule on the Gentiles through the Jewish people in the not-too-distant future. I say the strange God of the Talmud because it's a different God than the true God of the Bible. This is shown by Judaism's Kol Nidre prayer, introduced by the rabbis in the Middle Ages, prayed by the synagogue every year on Yom Kippur, soon to be celebrated this Tuesday evening. The Kol Nidre prayer cancels all oaths and promises made by each and every Jew in advance of the coming year. In other words, it grants to Jewry a license to lie.
Kol Nidre
This is contrary to the God of the Bible, who commands that once oaths and promises are made, they are to be fulfilled. Is it any surprise, then, that the Lord Jesus Christ called the Jews who rejected him, of their father the devil, a liar from the beginning? Now, the synagogue's hoped-for rule over the Gentiles began when a new branch of Judaism aimed at bringing the masses under its fold, yet still maintaining the wall of separation between the Jew and the Gentile, sprouted in the 1960s, and the masses have been under its spell ever since. This religion for the Gentiles I call Holocaustianity, which establishes as the central event of history Jewish suffering during World War II. Stripped of its historical context, in which 15 million German civilians and prisoners of war were murdered by the Allies, Holocaustianity presents the Jew as the sole sufferer of the war and confers upon corpses of the Jewish dead a special sanctity. Holocaust museums, subsidized by Gentile tax money, are the new shrines of the Western world, complete with their own high priest, con man Elie Wiesel.
To forget that that would mean not only to betray them, but to give them a second death.
With the masses spellbound by Holocaustianity that demands that the Gentiles worship the Jewish dead while denying the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the signs of the coming Antichrist, who the Orthodox Church teaches will be a Jew, are manifest. Now, will the Gentiles convert to Judaism and Mass? No, I'm not saying this at all. It is Judaism and its effects, molding the minds of the masses via Jewish monopoly of the media, affairs of state, and academia, that fixes the Jewification of the Western world as the all-encompassing force of the apocalypse to come. This force, where all things Jewish mesmerize the masses, will be the order of the Antichrist, whose first sacrificial rite will be to strike his seal deep into the wrists and foreheads of the willing and the unprepared. The task of the Orthodox Church is to prepare its people for this sure and certain religion of the future. For Judaism and its effects has already done its deadly work, where even the elect, for fear of the Jews, are allowing themselves to be deceived.